John 21:15-19. Do you love me? Let's pray and prepare our hearts to hear the word of the Lord today. Father, thank you for the cross and for your great love for us. Thank you that you continue to pursue a love relationship with us, even when we have weaknesses and failures like Peter and the other disciples. Reveal your heart and the depths of your love for us today through your word, and may the glory of Christ be revealed through the sharing of his word. People fail a lot. In this passage, we see the patience and love that Jesus had for Peter, who had failed badly. When other believers and Christian leaders fail, we need to have the heart of Jesus to love them and restore them. It is hard for people to come back into fellowship when they have sinned or failed. They don't need condemnation. They need to renew their love for Jesus. Jesus is full of love and mercy for people who fail, as we will see in this story. Verse 15. So when they had eaten their breakfast, Jesus said to Simon Peter, "Simon, son of Jonah, do you love me more than these?" He said, "Yes, Lord, you know that I have affection for you." He said to him, "Feed my lambs." Meditation question: why did Jesus ask Peter, "Do you love me more than these?" What was Jesus trying to say to Peter when he said, "Feed my lambs"? Jesus had come to restore Peter. Interestingly, Jesus addressed Peter as Simon, son of Jonah, which was his real name. Peter, meaning rock, is the name that Jesus gave him. Perhaps Jesus wanted to remind Peter of his true identity based on knowing Jesus. He did not talk about Peter's failure, but asked one question: do you love me more than these? Jesus was asking, do you love me more than anything else? This is always the main question, and the question he asks us every day. Do you love me? Everything in your life depends on your love relationship with him. Everything in our lives, everything about knowing him and experiencing him depends on the quality of our love relationship with God. Peter had failed, but Jesus wanted to ask one thing: do you love me? Peter needed to look into the eyes of Jesus and grasp the power of his love and the depth of his grace expressed on the cross. And this is also our need. God demonstrated his love for us in this: while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Romans 5:8. He loved us unconditionally before we believed in him, and his love does not change. Jesus said, the greatest commandment is to love the Lord your God with all your heart and all your soul and all your mind. God loves us unconditionally and wants us to love him with all of our being. Jesus wanted to redirect Peter's focus from his failure to loving him first. Peter answered Jesus, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you. You know that I have affection for you." Peter used the word phileo, which expressed the love friends have for one another. Jesus used the word agapao, when he asked Peter, "Do you truly love me?" Agapao refers to agape love, or unconditional love. Peter knew he had failed, but he told Jesus that he loved him as much as he could as a human being. Jesus said, "Feed my lambs." Jesus was saying, "Peter, you're not a fisherman, you're a shepherd. I want you to take care of my lambs. Feed and care for those who follow me and need guidance." Verse 16. He said to him again a second time, "Simon, son of Jonah, do you love me?" He said to him, "Yes, Lord, you know that I have affection for you. You know that I love you." He said to him, "Tend my sheep." Meditation question: why did Jesus ask Peter a second time, "Do you love me?" What was Jesus trying to say to Peter when he said, "Take care of my sheep"? Jesus asked Peter a second time, "Do you truly love me unconditionally, agapao?" Peter responded again, "Yes, you know that I love you, phileo, or with human love." Jesus said again, "Take care of my sheep." Jesus did not say, "Why were you so weak? If you truly love me, you wouldn't have denied me three times. I can never trust you." Jesus wanted to return Peter's focus to loving him. Jesus affirmed his love and acceptance by entrusting Peter with the task of caring for his sheep. Verse 17. He said to him the third time, "Simon, son of Jonah, do you have affection for me? Or do you love me with human love?" As a friend, Peter was grieved because he asked him the third time, "Do you love me? Do you have affection for me?" He said to him, "Lord, you know everything. You know that I love you." Jesus said to him, "Feed my sheep." Meditation question. Why did Jesus ask Peter a third time, "Do you love me?" What was Jesus trying to say to Peter when he said, "Feed my lambs"? Jesus asked Peter the third time, "Do you love me?" But he used the word phileo, referring to the love of a friend. Peter did not know how to answer because he had failed, but said, "Lord, you know all things. You know my heart and my weaknesses. You know that I love you." Jesus was saying again, "Peter, you are a shepherd. I want you to feed and take care of my sheep." Peter had denied Jesus three times. Jesus asked Peter three times, "Do you love me?" so that Peter could say three times, "Yes, Lord, I love you." And three times, Jesus affirmed his love and forgiveness for Peter by saying, "Take care of my sheep." Meditation question. How do you think this encounter with Jesus impacted Peter? One of the biggest reasons we get discouraged is our own sins and failures. Peter was deeply discouraged after he denied Jesus three times. Peter had become disoriented to the Lord. Jesus told his disciples about the cross, but they did not understand. Peter became confused, and in his weakness, he denied his Lord three times, even though he had declared that he is willing to die for Jesus. I think we can learn a great deal about our love relationship with God through Peter's story. Peter's self-esteem was very low, and his heart was wounded. Jesus wanted to show that he loved Peter and accepted him, even though Peter had denied him three times. Jesus is gracious and gentle to those who have failed and return to him. He restored Peter's love relationship with himself and told Peter, "More than anything else, I want you to love me." Jesus came to Peter not to condemn, but to restore him. Psalm 23:3 says, "The Lord is our shepherd, who restores our soul." He restores our soul when we are hurting and even when we have failed. Jesus does not come with a whip to punish us when we have failed because he has already been whipped for us. He comes to restore us to fellowship when we've strayed from him. He keeps coming to us to bring us back to himself. It is not that we've never failed that makes us useful to God, but that we allow Jesus to restore us as he restored Peter. Do you ever feel like Peter, like a failure, discouraged, unworthy, and ashamed? Jesus comes to us when we have failed and are discouraged. He asks this question, "Do you love me?" Who is a good shepherd? A good shepherd is a person who Jesus, the chief shepherd, has ministered to. Peter could be a good shepherd because he was loved and restored by Jesus. He could love and restore those who fail and those who make mistakes because Jesus had loved and forgiven him. Before this encounter with Jesus, Peter was very strong, and it was probably hard for him to have patience and grace for others. However, after Jesus restored Peter on the shores of Lake Galilee, I think Peter could forgive and love almost anyone. This is the secret of being a good shepherd who can love and serve others. Jesus is faithful to us even when we fail or fall into sin. We may feel ashamed, disqualified, or that God would never use us again, but that is not true. Peter had failed and wept bitterly, but he was not disqualified because the Lord accepted him. Jesus removed our sins and opened the way for us to come boldly into his presence. Jesus asked Peter 3 times, "Do you love me?" Because he wanted to restore Peter's relationship with him. God does not call us just to work for him. He wants us to know him, to eat with him, and to enjoy him. He wants us to share our hearts with him. This was Jesus' heart in restoring Peter. Imagine that we are watching Peter and listening to this conversation between Jesus and Peter. I think the first time Jesus asked Peter, "Do you love me?" Peter was looking down because he was ashamed and embarrassed. However, by the third time Jesus asked Peter, "Do you love me?" I think Peter was looking directly into Jesus' eyes and was healed by his love. As we pray, imagine you are looking into the eyes of Jesus and that he asks this question, "Do you love me?" Let's pray. Jesus, thank you that you are the Good Shepherd. We thank you for the cross and for your restoring love. You come to us as you came to Peter to restore our souls. Make us like you. Give us a heart of mercy and compassion for people who fail. And yes, Lord, we do love you.